worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today, we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Today we welcome you, Lord, come. Spirit and the bride say, come, come, glorious Father, come, King of kings and Lord of lords. Come, glorious Father, come today, we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Worthy is the Lamb who was and is to come. Come, King of kings, come, Lord of lords.
Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, Lord of everything, who was and is to come, the risen Lord. We want to be with you today forevermore. Come, glorious Father, come, King of kings, Lord of all creation, you're the Prince of Peace. Your bride awaits for you with heads uplifted high. Today we look for you, our champion in the sky. Spirit and the bride say, come. Spirit and the bride say, come. Today we welcome you, Lord.
Thank you. Tell him tonight that Jesus, here I am. Here I am. So I shall
before. Power of God. over. And life is like a song. Oh, yeah, yeah, at last. The sky's above the blue. My heart was wrapped up in clover. A dream that I could speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill that I
Jesus, we praise you, we worship you, I love you, I love you, I love you, my sweet Lord Jesus, my bridegroom, my elopeshire bridegroom, we can't wait to elope with you, have a special wedding ceremony, or elopeshire ceremony, to be yours forever. We are yours for eternity, Lord Jesus, we choose you forever, for eternity, we choose Abba Father forever, we choose Holy Spirit within us, to guide us forever on earth and in heaven. We love you. We love you. We love you. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice on the cross for us, your bloodshed. Thank you because of you. We are forgiven. Thank you for the ultimate price you paid, the love that you have for us, even before we are born. Thank you that you knew you were coming down to save us. And you did it willingly. Thank you. Thank you for taking all the pain upon you and all of our sin upon you and your death on the cross. That we are forgiven. Thank you, Abba, for this day, this amazing day. Thank you for this wonderful church you created. Thank you for these amazing people you put in my life and well, all of our lives. All these blessings you bestow upon us. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing us to be born at a time such as this and allowing us to be the elopeshire bride of your son, elopeshire brides of your son, Jesus, being the brides of your son, Jesus. What an honor. We are humbled. We do our best to please you and make you happy. We know we fail because we all fall short of the glory of God, but because of Jesus, we are forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I pray that you had an amazing day, my sweet Lord Jesus. full of happiness and joy and anticipation knowing to see you soon. It's been a long time for you. Here it's not been, we can't even compare the amount of time it's been for you, for us, for us being here. Like, for some of us it hasn't been that long. For you it's been years and thousands of years.
So I'm sure you're excited, just as excited as we are. Thank you for showering us, our CC and our families and all your brides, all your children with patience and endurance and strength. Thank you for showing us with your wisdom and your knowledge and your truth, because your truth is the only truth. Thank you for showering us with favor and blessings every day of our lives. From you, Father God, and from man. For you, Father God, supply all our needs. For new glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Praise you, praise you, praise you.
All right, let's put on our full armor of God, Ephesians 6, 13 through 18. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. After you've done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with your breastplate of righteousness in place, with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. Peace, in addition, all this, take up the shield of faith, which can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. Put on the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions, all kinds of prayers and requests and supplications. With this in mind, always keep on praying for all the saints. Praise you, Jesus. Forgive me. All my words are blending in together for some reason today. So thank you for still being here. I know most of you are listening in archives. I do have Michelle and a guest in chat. Hi, Michelle. Love you, Michelle. Love you, guest in chat. And Mama Pat's waiting for me to open the line. Love you, Mama Pat. I'll open that in just a second. Let me read Psalm 91 first. All right, Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will save the Lord. He's my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely he will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord is my refuge, then no harm will befall you, no disaster will come near your tent, for you command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. Amen. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. Awesome. He will call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver and honor him with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Wow, those are amazing promises and things in that psalm that I read whenever I host. Just amazing, amazing things he promises us. All his love for us, our Father God, our Abba, our Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for continuing to live inside us and guide us and love us and be our friend and help us. Thank you, continuing to give us strength and patience. Well, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, amen. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before the Lord with joyful songs. And the Lord, you are God, as you have made us, and we are yours. We are your people, the sheep of your pasture. We enter your gates with thanksgiving, your courts with praise. We give thanks to you and praise your name. For you, Lord, are good. Your love endures forever. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Looks like I have Jerry on the line, too. Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
Love you, Jerry.
Hi, Tana.
Hi.
Love you, Tana.
How are you?
Yeah. I am good. And been putting in time with the family. It's been great. We've been having a kind of a vacation, so it's been really good. I was trying to be in chat, but my internet was so slow, it just wasn't working.
Gotcha.
So I thought I'd call in and say hi, and hi to Mama Pat, and hi to Michelle, and just kind of chilling here. I've been keeping somewhat up with the events in the world, but not, we're just seeing more of the same. It looks like I'll kind of be back in the swing next week, eventually, later next week. Mm-hmm. And
love you, Mama Pat.
Hi, sweeties. Love you all.
Yeah.
Listen, I can't stay on long, babies, because my daughter's coming home, and she's walking okay, but keep praying for her, and I got to help her put groceries away. She's out with the boyfriend. I can hear them coming in. So I can just say hi, and I love you, and maybe we'll catch you tomorrow. I'm sorry. I have to help her. It's got to be noisy as heck, you know.
Yeah.
We're doing that. I have to talk to them now, yeah.
Well,
okay,
we love you.
So I'm glad to hear everybody. Yeah, I love you, love you, love you a lot. Keep Geraldine in prayer. She's walking okay, but today wasn't that great, so I don't know where this is going. She has to see two other more doctors, and it's just, you know, it's day by day. I'm trying to keep my spirits up, you know, and, you know, I'll just leave you with this. What we do for others, we do for the Lord. So if you're taking care of sick people and stuff, you're taking care of Him inside them, you know. And that keeps me going. And I'm taking care of Him when He's very sick, because she's very sick. Okay, guys, I love you. I'm going to hang up.
Okay, okay, love you, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Prayers up for you. Love you. All right, Jerry, sorry to interrupt what you were saying. So back to saying things end of next week, you said, hopefully.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm kind of keeping up, but I don't see a lot of things changing out there. I think we're headed into a time that's kind of being defined by some of the events that the world is kind of doing. But, you know, personally, you know, I have peace about it. I'm in the mix with certain things, but also in provision, so I won't stress about it. So we'll just see how it goes. Everything's day to day. I mean, we've been doing this for so long, and He's been having us in a particular place, and I'm not down, by the way. I'm just relaxed, but. You know, it's just, I don't know. I see some things, but I guess sort of what I'm saying is I think they're still going to be on the table kind of when I get back in the mix. So really, I don't want to kind of go off on anything right now, because I think, you know, we're now into April, and I know Jason and Michelle have shared some good stuff about April. And in fact, the last thing that I saw Michelle send out really was pretty much what I've been looking at. But I just think, I'm looking every day, but I can't help but look towards late April, and I don't know. But it'll be here before we know it. Time is going really fast.
Well, you know what I say, Jerry, today. Thank you for
I know. That's why the title page of the show said what it said.
Yeah, and let me try to get to that. When is that temple supposed to be going up pretty soon in Paris and in New York City? It's this month sometime.
London and New York City, but Paris
London
won't
and
be
New York
far
City.
Behind. Yep, and apparently they intend to do hundreds of these things, but whatever. I haven't been able to find that information, but I think it's the 18th of April, and I don't think they intend to take them down, but we'll see.
Now, with this, we'll see. I was thinking about this the other day, and this is what it says. This is what Jerry wrote in the text box today. It's today, no fooling. Proverbs 3:10, then your barns will be filled to overflowing, and your vats will brim over with new wine. And it says, waiting for the host to call in. Well, that's silly. Here I am.
there you are.
I'm here.
A little confused.
So call in, and you're missing out. So anyway, back to what I was saying is, the something of abomination of desolation, whatever. Could that be considered an abomination of desolation with standing? Could that be
standing
considered
where
that?
It should not. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It definitely fits the criteria. People have, there's two statues in Daniel. There's a golden, I mean, there's the statue in the shape of a man, which is the kingdoms, which is earlier in Daniel. And then there's a golden statue. And people presume it's the statue of a human being. But if you look at its dimensions, it's actually a perfect square. And it is the exactly appropriate dimensions for an obelisk. And the golden statue is an obelisk. Well, this Temple of Baal archway is in Trafalgar Square in London, where they intend to put it up. It's going to sit right in front of, centered on, an obelisk. And I don't know if in Times Square there's something that's considered an obelisk, but it's really creepy what they're doing. It's just sick. And there's just simply, of all the things they could choose, of all the ways they could do it, of all the times of year that they could choose to do it. So it's not a very nice thing that they're doing, and it does look like sort of another level of public unveiling of the allegiances of the people who would be running the One World Order, their unified world. And I can't help but wonder if it's going to have something to do with Obama myself. The reason is, if you look up the Temple of Baal, by the way, I'm laughing, Tana, because you got me going. Anyway, the first article about this thing that I've seen was on the 28th of December last year. And it came out of London. It was a UPI article, United Press International article, out of London. And it used the word bell, not ball, and B-E-L. And bell is a prefix that is definitely associated with ball. It's the same word. It's just people presume it to be a different thing, but it's not. Uh-huh. And and you'll find bell as well as ball in scripture. And I hadn't been thinking about this for a couple of days, but I do have the information that if you look up ball in the Hebrew, it'll tell you, actually it goes to a word that's capitalized. And so I'm a little circumspect about the way the concordance describes it, but basically they say it means high place. And ball is the word translated ball is a word that is plural, so it's like saying high places.
Okay.
But if you go to the singular form of that word, I wish I could remember it, because it was several days ago I looked at this, but it's like bemoth. Is that the plural is the word bemoth or something like that. The singular form of that word is bama, like Obama.
Yeah.
And it means high place. So when the person who lives in the White House took that name, not only does it represent this Hebrew, this biblical kind of idiom of back falling like lightning, but it also, I mean, you know, there's, you know, the arrogance of this guy is known. He's always sitting around with his nose up in the air, literally looking down at people, and so he's considering himself a high place, Bama, and so there is a direct linkage through language. The Hebrew language, with his name and these archways that are going to be placed around the world. So it's a highly curious thing. It's definitely bears watching.
Yeah, it says something about they're going up during something Heritage Week in April.
Well, that's that's the other thing about this that's weird. This is last week now. I researched this, and that's what the article says. That's what the announcement said in the December 28th article out of London. It's UNESCO. They say it's in conjunction with UNESCO, which is a major United Nations organization, World Heritage Week. And the funny thing is, and of course it's not really funny, but the weird thing is, United Nations, just like every large organization, is highly bureaucratic. UNESCO is a major portion of the United Nations and what they do. I looked up their calendar, and do you know for the month of April, they don't have this on their calendar at all. There is not even a mention. There's stuff on the calendar for every month. I didn't look at every month, but I mean, you can see things every month where they place them on their calendar. You go straight to UNESCO.org and there, or whatever it is, in their calendar page.
Uh-huh.
It's not even on there. It's not even on there, World Heritage Week. And that was highly weird to me, and it tells me that they're trying to stay in a position of flex. And I think they are themselves trying to respond to certain inputs, things they see happening. Literally, it looks to me like they're trying to time this event with other signs that they see. And I finally found an article, in a very obscure article, that mentioned that there's an annual day every year that is World Heritage Day. But they don't normally call it that. It's actually Monument Day. It's UNESCO World Monument Day, and it is the 18th.
It's like it says April 18th.
April 18th every year.
And then it says something, World Heritage Sunday is April 17th. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, they're filling
this out. Yeah,
Monday, April 18th. What I'm saying,
National Day
what I'm
for
saying
Monuments.
Is, go ahead, finish.
Oh, that's exactly what you said. It's Monday, the April 18th is Day for Monuments and Sites. World of Wild Service.
Right. Now, a monument and a site, you think about what a monument is. It's not very far from an idol, okay?
Exactly.
It's almost the same word. It's very, very close. And even this day, which is an annual event, is highly obscure on the UNESCO. It's not even mentioned on the UNESCO calendar this year. But it is apparently generally recognized, but they don't make a big deal out of it. So what I'm saying is they're sort of saying this, but there's not really an evidence that this has been a big thing over time. And so and it looks to me like they're sort of almost in reaction mode on this. They're blaming ISIS for the destruction of these temples this property last year in Palmyra, Syria.
Right.
And the thing was, so-called ISIS took over this land and held it for quite a while. And they waited for a particular time to destroy these things. They didn't just go right at it. They took some time with it, and they finally did do it. In fact, in December, when the article was written about this first attempt, the temple had been raised, but the archway had not. And then subsequently, we are told that the archway had been raised. And there's something very interesting about the Temple of Baal in Palmyra, and why it is so connected to Jesus Christ, because it was dedicated in 32 AD, within a year of the crucifixion of Christ, maybe two, depending on which year you think he was crucified. But the point is, it matches the era exactly. So this Temple of Baal was dedicated within a year or two of the crucifixion of Christ. Now, in pagan worship, that has got to mean a lot. So now they are celebrating the Temple of Baal and erecting these replica arches around the world in the week preceding Passover.
Interesting.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you go 1 week from the 18th, when they are presumably going to unveil these things, you get to the third day after Passover, which is Resurrection Day in the
wow.
Jewish calendar.
Wow, yeah. Wow.
And so there's a lot to this, and there's a lot of different connections to things that need to be sort of watched. But, of course, this is the other side. They will only be able to do what God allows them to do. And,
right.
But the timing of this, it's eerie and creepy. There's just no two ways around it.
Oh,
remember,
definitely.
You know, for anybody who thinks that maybe these people, these pagans, don't pay attention to the Hebrew calendar, I want to just remind a couple of different things. One is the entire Jewish priesthood was corrupted from at least the time, and probably before the time. When I say entire, I don't mean every person, but I mean it was thoroughly corrupted, you know, in an enduring way. From either the time of or before the Exodus. And that legacy of pagan involvement exists to this day in the Jewish priesthood. So there is an intermixing of these things, the pagan and the Hebrew, that can be seen. For example, we know that the pyramid, as depicted as a three-sided triangle, an equilateral triangle, is an occult symbol that is used, pointed up and pointed down. But the Star of David is also a combination of two of those triangles laid over
yeah.
each other. So there is an intimate relationship. The Jewish culture, let's put it this way, is no more pure than any other culture in the world. All of mankind has been affected by the fall and the subsequent corruption, and the Jewish people, the Hebrew people, are no different, and neither is their priesthood. So that's one point. The other point is anybody who has seen videos about Obama, whether you've seen the Jonathan Cahn information or collects things or what have you, when Obama signed that steel beam that went into the top of the One World Trade Center, you know,
mm-hmm.
he signed it "We, We, We", which was a reenactment of a curse. It's essentially a curse out of scripture on the country that he did. But the "we, we, we" is representative of the Hebrew "vav, vav, vav", which is 666. And oh, by the way, 3 times 6 is 18, and World Monument Day is the 18th of April. So they pay attention to these things, and they do reference Hebraic tradition and other things. So the fact that the Hebraic word for these high places is Bama, and the current president's name is Obama, there is no such thing as a coincidence. These things have meaning.
Yeah, that's great. That's scary. Great stuff. I was just looking at what happened April 18th. This is very interesting. It's when supposedly Paul Revere, or the Redcoats are coming. The Redcoats are coming. That happened on April 18th. And also, that is
wow.
when And that's also when the San Francisco earthquake happened, the 8.2, in 1775, April 18th, several Post riders set out to warn colonists of the British attack that started the American Revolution. one patriotic myth that grew out of the movement began with the Henry Wadsworth Longfellow poem called Paul Revere's Ride. So that happened.
Wow.
There are so many things that happened on April 18th. But then the earthquake, the 1906, April 18th at 5:12 a.m., the San Francisco 8.2 earthquake occurred. And in 1977, they reduced it to a 7.9, but I thought that was pretty interesting, too, that
wow,
that major
that
earthquake on the 18th of April.
You know, the Redcoats are coming, the Redcoats are coming. We know that that was a noted time in history. Let's see. So the idea was one if by land, two if by sea, the different lamps in the North Church Tower. The other thing that reminded me, the 18th this year on the Jewish calendar is the 10th of the Hebrew month Nisan. And the 10th of the month is the day that Jesus rode. This should blow everybody away. The 10th day, this is when they're going to, I don't know if it's going to where they're going to erect them, but it's when they're going to put him on display or ceremonially recognize him. But that's the 10th day of Nisan, and that is the day that Jesus had his triumphal entry into Jerusalem, riding
the donkey.
So what they call this arch, they call it they're calling it the triumphal arch of the Temple of Baal.
Wow.
And remember, that's according to the United Nations World Monument Day. And so the triumphal entry Hebraically represented the sacrificial lamb. The entry of the sacrificial lamb into Jerusalem, because that was the day that everyone chose the lambs they wanted to sacrifice on behalf of their families.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember there's a relationship between this arch and Obama. And I'm not going to say any more about it than that, but I am convinced that they are in reaction mode. I think God is forcing them to move their plans ahead faster than they wanted to, and that's why these things aren't all on the calendar.
Uh-uh.
I think they have, and you know, they're kind of in reactive mode, and I think this could be an extraordinary month.
Wow, it really could.
We had a big month in March. A lot of things happening were fulfilled. I think April's even bigger, is what I think. At least it looks like it. Sometimes not everything happens that we can imagine might happen. That happens
right.
A lot. But I'm telling you, the symbolism here is extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. Oh, by the way, remember, April Fool's is a day of mocking. And who mocks? Who are the mockers? And I just read today some comment about Obama meeting with world leaders and some kind of shenanigans that Obama was involved in. There's some headline, I think it was on Drudge, about world leaders discussing Obama's shenanigans. I don't know. I didn't even read the article. But I'm just saying, there's his name in the news the first day of the month, and there's nobody who's
Love
a bigger
yeah.
mocker in as a public figure
yeah.
Than our tin pot dictator. So there's it's quite there's just a lot that ties together here. This archway thing may seem like a small deal, but when you see the timing of it, remember the 18th of April is a day they always have as World Monument Day at UNESCO, and yet it's only on, but it's this year on the Hebrew calendar, that the what they're calling the triumphal arch of the temple at Palmyra matches the triumphal entry of Jesus in Jerusalem on the Jewish calendar, and that only happens one out of every 19 years because of the Hebrew calendar cycle. In fact, it may not happen that often. I don't even think it happens that often. So, I'm just saying there's a lot going on here, and that they're projecting and showing, how can I say, they've got a lot going on right now. And
I was reading with this whole temple thing, supposedly it's a big Satan or occult day because they or that week or around that time or the day after day before that they're erecting this temple. It's a big week for them.
Right.
In general, that's when they do their what they do, but that's what I heard anyway.
Right.
That's reading on I think it was an End Time that I was reading it. I forget what it said, but.
It's about a period of a couple of weeks that leads up to May 1st, which is May Day, and also and also even the 5th of May, there was an interesting article about the different things that happened at the last week of April, all the different disasters and bad things that have happened. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're calling it. Well, they're days of note, apparently, for people who practice or celebrate evil.
Yeah. So that was interesting. And then also April 18th is when I think the U.S. did their first strikes on Japan for the whole Pearl Harbor thing. April 18th. Michelle says, except for some terrorist attacks, she doesn't know much that happened in March. Hopefully April is our poof month, is what she put in chat.
Well, actually, I can't list off things. But first of all, so a lot of the announcements of the things we're talking about now have happened. There was the Brussels attack, and Brussels... Remember, this story circulated about the time or just after the Brussels attacks. That's Brussels, Belgium, which is the seat of the European Union, and their government building that they built there is in the form of the Tower of Babel. Babel.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, mm-hmm. if you take the word of Belgium, the name of Belgium, and tear it into two parts, you have the word bell, which is the same word prefix that was used in the article out of London on the 28th of December. Bell is a form of ball. You can look up the folklore about what Belgium means. But if you look up, break the word into syllables, you'll see bell and G-I-U-M. G-I-U-M is Latin for royalty. So the name of Belgium is declaring Baal royalty, the king.
Wow. Crazy.
And so the same month that event occurs is the month in the public discussion we have this archway's placement being discussed. It wasn't the first announcement, but it is when it started to circulate. So there were some very significant things that are, and they are projecting in their, you know, weird one world, you know, direct but indirect way. And it was a really significant month. And we know that we have been in a time of trial and testing personally within our group. And I know Mama Pat believes she has a lot of people she knows that have been experiencing the same thing. But she's been going through a lot, and I believe that goes back to February 5th, 6th, when we had a huge date set. And 84 days from there is the 29th of April, and I do think that that's significant. So a lot of stuff that we experienced and have been going through in March, I think, is leading us right into this time period in late April. And And some of it's our personal experiences and circumstances, and some of it's the things in the world. And quite frankly, I'm less and less moved by the things in the world. This is actually something Lord told me last week. And I was talking to him just in general about all this stuff and about our sense of timing and what our expectations are. And I was having a conversation with him about it, and I just said, okay, you know, you've got to get us out of here, you know, before things get worse, right? And he said, they're not going to get worse. And I said, well, what do you mean? And he said that they're doing, he told me, that what he actually said to me was, they're doing the best they can. That's what he said. These people who are working evil, he said, he said to me, this is totally not on my mind. This is completely from him. They're doing the best they can. And now, he says it's not going to get any worse. It'll continue, and bad things will happen, but they're trying to make it worse, and they're not succeeding. They can't do any more than they've already been doing. They can do more things, but they cannot increase the sum total of evil. And the reason, of course, is because God is restricting, and ultimately, he's not allowing them to do it. But I was really surprised by my answer because I'm like, well, what do you mean it's not going to get worse? Now, of course, what will get worse is God's outpouring of wrath, but that's not going to happen until he takes us out of here.
Right.
So we are enduring a time of trial and trouble, Jacob's trouble, if you will, but it is not going to get progressively worse in the things that people who pursue evil are going to be able to do. There will be more things, but it will not, at least in God's point of view, it won't be worse than what it already is. And I mentioned this to Judy, and she really received it because she said that was basically exactly what she's expected, and it fits exactly the things that she and her son were told 2 years ago. So, but I was really surprised because as I was going through it, I'm like, well, what do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean it's not going to get worse? Because we know it's going to get worse.
Right,
so I had to ask more questions. And when I asked more questions, I got the answer right away. The answer is they're doing the best they can. That's literally what he said. They're doing the best they can to be evil, but there's a limit to how successful they're going to be. And that limit is, in the end, obviously determined by him. But his wrath is coming, and it will pour out. And that's what we hope to escape.
Speaking of evil and all that, supposedly in the Boston Marathon bombing was around the same time we're speaking.
Yep, that's right.
As well.
Yep.
Which is interesting in itself as well. No, I was just thinking of the Boston Tea Party.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's so much. It's just, I'm just resisting the urge to kind of get in a rant. But there's so much out there in history that shows that there's certain patterns that do play out. But there is a reason history repeats itself, and it's because it's these people with these age-old, ancient alliances and, you know, satanically driven days of recognition that keep repeating patterns. And in many cases, they may not even realize that they're doing it. You know, it's God mocking mankind. I mean, not God. It's Satan mocking mankind and godly people. And so this pattern continues to play out because it's the same spirit leading people to do certain things in certain days or certain periods of time. And, yeah, there is a lot out there. And, you know, I always choose not to chase that down. But, you know, you can't deny it either. It's real. And there are some people who knowingly pursue it. I think there's a lot of other people who, quite frankly, don't realize who they're working for.
Oh yeah, that's a lot of people don't realize.
Yeah. Right.
Like some, you know, people in our lives or friends or whatever, the enemy use anyone to say stuff to us, try to bring us down, you know, unwillingly. And they, you know, if they knew, our people knew what was happening, they wouldn't allow it. But, you know, they don't. And so briefly they get used and don't have any intention of being used. I mean, I'm going through some trial of my own right now. So, I was just reading End Time Headlines, Third Temple closer than ever as search begins for eligible Jewish priests.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of those don't get me started because
you're going to have a whole list. If, you know, you might have to tell us in heaven. I thought you were telling us.
I know.
With.
Yeah.
Offshore magnitude 6. Point earthquake in Japan, 6.0 earthquake in Japan today.
Yeah, and also later today there was a 6.2, I think, in Papua New Guinea that was also shallow. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Yeah, I think so. Unless I missed it, but I don't think so because I did look at that. I did see that 6 off Japan early this morning, I think, and then I don't think that other one was there when I looked, so I think it's more recent.
Russia and U.S. agree to dethrone Assad, send him into exile. Major Israeli naval exercises prepares for ISIS attacks. Just reading some of these end time headlines. I saw the Batman versus Superman, or Superman versus whatever movie yesterday. Interesting. Of all of the.
Yeah.
Symbolism of the times we're in and what's happening that most people didn't even realize what's being portrayed in the movie. Like, it's like the fifth wave, you know, it's just the movie The Fifth Wave is about, like, they're saying alien, you know, it's just the enemy trying to prepare the people in the wrong way. Like, oh, you know, don't be afraid, this is happening, it's all good.
Right.
But you know the difference. I was just trying to look up the earthquake thing. 6.1.
Yeah.
Well, it's, according to what this says, 6.1 in Anagra. How do you say that? Something Papua New Guinea. How do you say that? Anjoram. Is that what you said? Anjoram. So yeah, 6.1 in there. And then the N is 6.0. Interesting stuff. All right. Well, our live time is over. I don't have anything else. Let's see what Michelle put. Hopefully, April's true. Hopefully, we'll see more action in April. Wow, God must really be holding them back. What all Michelle commented about what we were talking about.
Right. I really, it blew me away. I was just sort of talking to him one night. I was going to bed, and I'm like, what is the deal? I mean, yeah, because it really is kind of hard to reconcile all the expectations we've been led through and all the date sets and everything else. And, you know, and we can see the progression of, you know, the plans of evil and who want to run the world and all that. And he said, they're doing the best they can. My poor thing. You know, it's like, poor things, they're doing the best they can. It's not going to get any worse until we're out of here. And then when it gets worse, it's not going to be in the hands of people who are evil. I mean, there will be people who are evil. That's all, you know, but it's going to be in the hands of God. That's when things really ramp up, is when he starts to pour out his waves of wrath. And that's when it's going to get much worse, because everybody in the world will be affected by it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's so crazy. God is amazing, and God always wins, and God is always in control. Sorry, everyone, but God is in control.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, anyway, yeah, I know Michelle's got some good garage work she can go through on Sunday. I think she's going to do the show Sunday. So,
because I forgot about that. Yeah, she can. Yeah, she can read it. I won't do it tomorrow. I'll let her do it on Sunday when she hosts. That way, she'll have something to share, unless she has new stuff. You know me. I really don't have much to say when I host, except I praise the Lord, which I'm sure He loves. I just praise and worship Jesus.
Yep, that's right. That's good.
And Abba.
Yep.
And so. Anyway, I love you, Jerry. Thanks for calling in. Sorry I got you chatting on a little tangent.
It's okay. Yeah, just sometimes you just have to deal with it. But, I was glad to call in. I was trying to listen to the music, but that wasn't going so well, so eventually I had to call.
You know, what's funny is because that
thanks for doing the show.
About it, actually, it was sounding weird for me, too, so I wonder if it was like a blog talk thing at that moment. Because it was all broken up for me, too. The Chariot, Swing Low Sweet Chariot song was all broken up for me. But normally it's not. So I was like, what's going on? Cause I'm like, I know it's not a bad copy because we've listened to it before and had no issues.
No, right.
And then when you in chat, I'm like, maybe it's just the blog talk thing that was happening. Because we aren't in the same state.
It was that way for me on the other music, too, everything.
It was
that way for me.
Okay, just on the Swing Low Sweet Chariot one for me. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
All right, well, you have fun. And are you still in Florida?
Yep.
My niece and nephew just
arriving.
We'll
come back eventually. We'll come back eventually, we think.
You think? Back to Indiana or Florida?
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, I honestly am not a Florida. It's too humid for me. I hate the weather there.
It's been really good weather, but we've had 2 days that were really humid, and today was one of them. I was outside after dark, and it was 79 degrees and probably about 90% humidity. It was pretty sticky.
Wow.
But I'm not complaining.
Because what happened in Indiana? I know my snow in Michigan recently, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's been great, and we'll come back eventually.
No, you won't, because you'll be in heaven. You're pooping.
Yeah,
you're gonna
I hope
be in,
so.
We're
going to
be
really
in the most amazing place there ever is, with amazing temperatures there ever are. Perfect.
Yeah, you know, I actually, you know, I do believe that we really could go any day, but I've been in a very much a day-to-day mode combined with a place of overall peace for quite a while now. And so, you know, I'm really not having rapture stress. I'm just having, you know, I'm just getting through day-to-day. And that's just how it is.
And you have all your daughters there, right? So that's this perfect scenario, right?
Yeah, well, I did for a while. One of them had to go back to school.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, so, but then that's gone well too. So,
mm-hmm.
We just do the best we can. It was just nobody's schedules matched, but they all overlapped. So,
So you had a nice overlappage.
Yeah, we're just trying to make the most of it.
Welcome to your children getting older.
That's it. Yeah, oh, it's good. It's actually good because they get along well. So it's, you know, it's good. It's good. I'm glad we were able to do it.
Yeah, and you know what? Yeah. We're going to be in heaven before you ever have to experience your daughters all having their own significant others where they all want to be over there with them as opposed to being at home for the activities or whatever. So you'll be in heaven for all that, so you don't even have to worry about all that stuff, all this other garbage that comes with teenagers and girls. I mean,
yeah.
I speak from experience, of course, of myself being a girl.
True.
And my sisters, having two sisters. So, yay, you get to have an amazing rest of your life with your daughters in heaven with no drama, no more drama. I mean, not that your daughters are drama, but you know what I'm saying. Like, we girls.
Yeah, I do. Actually, we've done pretty well on the drama side. But but still, I hear you. There's no – I'm all for it. If I don't have to wait till the end of April or some other time, it would be awesome. But he has my attention very, very – I'm in a good place. I have a good sense of peace, but I've also got my hands full with a couple of things that kind of keep me very focused on day to day.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's April Fool's, and yeah, we're proofing today. No fooling. I mean, the fools will be shocked that we disappear, but April Fool on them, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
All right, Jerry. Well, I'll let you get going back to your fam.
Thanks
for, like I said, thanks for calling in and chatting, and I'll see you in the air very soon.
Amen.
Love you
very,
all.
Very
God bless
soon.
All very, very soon. Like, poof, today. This is, of course, not from God. It's from me. Just, you know, as you know, I say every day is today. So, yeah, ITA, everyone. I'm going to play my closing theme song here. And I love you all. God bless you all. Choose Jesus. He's the only way, the way, the truth, and the life. Only way to heaven through the Father. Love you all. Night, Jerry. God bless.
Bye,
have a safe home.
Yep, thank you. You too.
Thank you.
And the blood will dry underneath my nails, and the wind will rise up to fill my sails. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and they've forgiven my mistakes. I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming. Still far away from where I belong, but it's always darkest before the dawn. So you can doubt and you can hate, but I know no matter what it takes, I'm coming home.
Love you, Jesus. We're coming home.